This is the tale that was told to me by the man with the crystal eye as I smoked my pipe in the campfire light and the glory swept the sky. As the north lights gleamed and curved and streamed and the bottle of hooch was dry. A man once aimed that my life be shamed and wrought me a deathly wrong. I vowed one day I would well repay, but the heft of his hate was strong. He thonged me east and he thonged me west. He harried me back and forth till I fled in fright from his peerless spite to the bleak, bald-headed north. And there I lay, and for many a day I hatched plan after plan for a golden haul of the wherewithal to crush and to kill my man. And there I strove and there I clove through the drift of icy streams, and there I fought and there I sought for the pay streak of my dreams. So 20 years with the hopes and fears and smiles and tears and such went by and I left me long bereft of hope of the Midas touch. About as fat as a channel rat, and lo, despite my will, in the weary flight I had clean lost sight of the man I sought to kill. 'Twas so far away that evil day when I prayed the prince of gloom for the savage strength and the sullen length of life to work his doom. Nor sign nor word had I seen or heard, and it happed so long ago. My youth was gone and my memory worn, and I willed it even so. It fell one night in the waning light by the Yukon's oily flow. I smoked and sat as I marveled at the sky's port winy glow, till it paled away to an absinthe gray and the river seemed to shrink, all wobbly flakes and wriggling snakes and goblin eyes a-wink. 'Twas weird to see and it wildered me in a queer hypnotic dream, till I saw a spot like an inky blot come floating down the stream. It bobbed and swung, it sheared and hung, it romped round in a ring. It seemed to play in a tricksome way, it sure was a merry thing. In freakish flight, strange oily lights came fluttering round its head, like butterflies of a monster size, then I knew it for the dead. Its face was rubbed and slicked and scrubbed, as smooth as a shaven pate. In the silver snakes that the water makes, it gleamed like a dinner plate. It gurgled near and clear and clear, and large it grew. It stood upright in a ring of light, and it looked me through and through. It welted round with a woozy sound, and ere I could retreat, with the witless roll of a sodden soul, it wantoned to my feet. And here I swear by this cross I wear, I heard that floater say, I am the man from whom you ran, the man you sought to slay. That you may note and gaze and gloat and say revenge is sweet, in the grit and grime of the river's slime, I am rotting at your feet. The ill we rue, we must undo, though it rives us bone from bone. So it came about that I sought you out, for I prayed I might atone. I did you wrong, and for long and long I sought where you might live, and now you're found, though I'm dead and drowned, I beg you to forgive. So sad it seemed, and his cheekbones gleamed, and its fingers flicked the shore, and it lapped and lay in a weary way, and its hands met to implore. Then I gently said, poor restless dead, I would never work you woe. Though the wrong you rue you can near undo, I forgive you long ago. Then wonder-wise I rubbed my eyes, and I woke from a horrid dream. The moon rode high in the naked sky, and something bobbed in the stream. It held my sight in a patch of light, and then it sheered from the shore. It dipped and sank by a hollow bank, and I never saw it more. This was the tale he told to me, that man so warped and gray. Here he slept and dreamed, and the campfire gleamed in his eye in a wolfish way, that crystal eye that raked the sky in the weird auroral way.